Welcome to Where is God's Word with your host, Bruce Musselman, brought to you by the Mattaway Country Baptist Church of Aurora, Ohio. Bruce combines over 40 years of experience as a pastor, Bible teacher, and author. This program addresses topics surrounding the authority and inerrancy of the Bible. Here now with this week's edition of Where is God's Word is Bruce Musselman.
So glad to be with you once again today, and the Lord has given us another good day, and yesterday was a good hot day, and but we thank the Lord for what He does, and I thank the Lord today. Brother Al is here with us, and he's going to give us a report on science in the Bible, and then we're going to go back to our subject, and we believe that we have the Word of God today. I understand they came out of a Bible Institute, and one fellow graduated from this well-known Bible Institute, and he said, and he graduated near the top of his class, and he says he was going back to work in the factory because he didn't know where the Word of God is. But reading the Bible, even any Bible, there are many, many verses that point to where the Word of God is, and these verses point right like a laser beam to the Authorized King James Bible. And so we're going to talk about some of these verses today that point to God's Word. Now, God didn't leave us in the dark when it came to His Word. The Creator of this universe that made us has spoken to mankind in a very clear way, and He has spoken to us in the Authorized King James Bible, but also in other translations. In other languages. I don't go along with the other translations, the English language. They don't come from the same source. But He has showed us where His words are, and it's in the received text. And so we'll be talking about that in a few minutes and give a number of scripture verses that we have been talking about for the last number of years here. And God says, "In thy word do I trust." And He is saying that we can put our faith in the Bible, and it says we can look at the perfect law of liberty. For us to be able to look at it, we have to have a Bible that we can look. And the Bible says the Word of God is nigh thee, even in thy heart and in thy mouth. Bible says we can handle it, and if we can handle it, we can look at it. It's nigh us. It's in our heart and in our mouth. Then we have it. I'm handling an Authorized King James Bible, and I believe that the Bible is crystal clear that this is the one that God has chosen for mankind. And we'll be given the verses after our report with Pastor Al Davis of Richfield Bible Baptist Church, and I'm always glad to hear his report.
Well, thank you, Bruce. It's good to be with you again today. And just a reminder that you can go online to whereisgodsword.com. That's whereisgodsword.com. And you can learn more about Bruce Musselman and his ministry. You can read some articles. He wrote an article many years ago, which got you started down this path, didn't you, talking about the King James Bible, and that's available there online at whereisgodsword.com. And also a reminder, I believe this Sunday evening you'll be out at Westlake Baptist Church in Westlake, Ohio. They meet at the Westlake City Recreation Center, located at 28955 Hilliard Boulevard in Westlake, Ohio. Paul Mails is the pastor there. You can find this information, of course, at whereisgodsword.com. And you can call Westlake Baptist Church at 440-366-0668. That's 440-366-0668. And be out there at 6 o'clock Sunday evening, I believe. Gotcha. And so you've had some good services there and already, so if you want to see Bruce Musselman in person, I encourage you to go out there. And, well, other thing, I want to welcome, of course, the people for the Republican Convention in town, and pray that God will bless during the events right there, but we're thankful that we can be on the air here. And I wanted to share something here. I was reading something in the book of Job, and Job is an interesting book. I remember years ago, some I was talking with this this teenage girl, and she told me Job was her favorite book of the Bible. And I thought, boy, Job's a depressing book. How could that be your favorite? But, you know, more and more, I found a lot of things in the book of Job that I really find interesting. And here's a couple of verses here in Job chapter 38. The Bible says, starting in verse 22, "Hast thou entered into the treasures of the snow, or hast thou seen the treasures of the hail, which I have reserved against the time of trouble, against the day of battle and war. And then a little further down in verse number 37, he's continuing. He says this, "Who can number the clouds in wisdom, or who can stay the bottles of heaven?" I thought, this is kind of interesting. Talking about the snow and the hail being in as treasures stored up, and the rain here as bottles. And it comes back to the idea of the clouds as bottles in the sky, bottles in heaven, I guess you could say, where all of this water is stored. So that got me thinking. You know, here's the Bible talking about water being stored in the atmosphere, in the clouds, and that's something that back then, how would they have known what was in the clouds? They didn't have airplanes; they weren't flying up there, but this is interesting. At any given time, they've calculated that the Earth's atmosphere contains about 37.5 million billion gallons of water. How's that? That's a nice amount. You can picture that pretty easily. If you were to level out the Earth, so it was all the same level, that would be enough to cover the entire surface of the Earth by about an inch of rain of water. You know, that's just fresh water. That's just what's in the atmosphere. And people say, oh, where would the water be from Noah's flood? Yeah, but that's another area. And that water that's in the atmosphere only represents about 0.001% of all of the water that they believe is on the planet Earth. And only about 0.001% is in the atmosphere. And that's enough to cover the Earth 1 inch deep. But the other thing here with this water that's in the atmosphere, it's recycled about 40 times a year. God cleanses the water through the water cycle. We've talked about the water cycle elsewhere. But at any given time, you had about 37.5 million billion gallons of water in the air. And that comes out to about, if you want to look at it in miles, about 3,100 cubic miles. That's a little easier to grasp, I guess, maybe. 3,100 cubic miles of air, and that's still only about 0.001% of the total of the Earth's water. And as this is up there, somebody calculated the weight of all of this water that might be up in the clouds, and they calculated an average sort of everyday cloud, a cumulus cloud with a volume of about a cubic kilometer, and located about a little over a mile above the ground. And they calculated this cloud. A cubic kilometer comes out to about 0.24 cubic miles. And the volume of that works out to about 551 tons of water. And just an average everyday variety cumulus cloud, one of those puffy clouds that you'd see drifting by lazily in the summer sky. You know, next time somebody says, oh, you're as light as a cloud, say, thanks a lot. That's 551 tons worth of light, but they're heavy. And that's a lot of water that's contained in those clouds. That average garden variety cloud probably has about, 551 tons of water or 1.1 million pounds of water in that one cloud. And that's floating over your head at any given time. The Bible talks about the snow and the hail, which comes out of that cloud, being stored as treasures, and the water, the rain coming out of that cloud, stored in bottles. And you can see the bottle, but I thought, well, treasures. What makes that word better than bottles? And you ever see a snowflake? It's an incredibly beautiful thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
It's a crystalline structure, everyone unique. And then the hail, as the water gets bounced around in the clouds and freezes and refreezes and adds layers onto it, again, it's a crystalline structure, which you know, in and of its own self is a rather beautiful thing. And so it's like little gemstones stored in the treasuries of heaven and the water in the bottles of heaven ready to be poured out on the earth at any given time. And God's word's true, isn't it?
Amen. You know, when you were doing that, I was thinking of the great intelligence of our Creator. And not only his great intelligence, but his incredible power. Intelligence and power. The Bible says the man sees these things. He sees the Godhead, and he sees his power. This is naturally known. But this great God, we believe from the Word of God, that he took on a human body 2016 years ago in the town of Bethlehem. His mother's name was Mary, and he took on a human body, and he demonstrated he was God by the miracles, because when he went to a funeral, he turned it into resurrection right on the spot. And every type of a disease he healed in front of thousands of people. He fed the multitudes. He simply demonstrated that he was the Creator God. And it's interesting, at his trial, none of his worst enemies ever denied he did these things. Isn't that something? You never hear one of them say he didn't do it. They had the absolute proof that he was the Creator right in front of his eyes. One time he just, man's born blind, so he didn't finish the job at his birth, so he just picked up the dust from the earth and made him eyeballs right on the spot and put them in his head. And this was done in front of so many people. Thousands, hundreds of thousands of people saw him do these things. So he is our Creator, and he deserves praise because of his wonderful power and his great intelligence. And so the Bible says, however, that he has given us a book and communicated with man. Now, the first thing that the Satan says, the devil, was, yeah, God said. And so he would try to cast doubt on that. And man, not liking to do the rules of this book, is going to do everything he can to discredit it. The Bible says light has come into the world, but men love darkness rather than light. And the light is found in the Word of God, and we have it in the book in the universal English language, in a book that has been made 5 billion copies and distributed around the world. And so it is everywhere, and it's also in different languages. Now, we're going to give, again, some scripture verses why we believe that the authorized King James Bible of 1611 is the Word of God, and this is God's communication to us. And it is absolutely true. And we want to start with Psalm 138, verse 1 and 2. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Now, somebody says, well, that's just referring to the Bible. Well, the problem is that, as many Muslims have told me, and they've been trained in college in Saudi Arabia and other places, they said, you Christians have many Bibles, we only have one. Of course, I always answer to that, where I said, we only have one too. It's called the Authorized King James. The rest of them are just counterfeits. And that's why we have this program. God has raised it up, and it is a worldwide program going to almost every major country in the world. By the grace of God, I'm surprised when every time I think about it. But God has said that he has magnified. And this is the first scripture verse we'll use him. Pastor Davis, maybe you'll think of some as we go along, but I have a number of other ones we'll talk about. I have magnified my word above all my name. Now, the Bible says that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. And this Jesus Christ, who is Almighty God, took on a human body, was 2016 years ago, and lived here for 33 years. He died on the cross. And when he died, he died in our place. He was punished, so no human being ever has to be punished for their sin. The third day after he died, he rose from the dead. You can go over there and see the very place where they laid his body. And the third day, he said he was coming out, and he came out. Hundreds after that, over 500 people saw him alive at one time, and many people saw him for 40 days after that time. And the Bible says that he will come back and that he is the creator God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, he has given us a book, and so we can understand him and know all about him. And he has said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Somebody says, why do you make a big fuss about his words? Why are you emphasizing that? Because if you read the Bible, God makes a great point about his words all the time, that every word is true. For instance, Psalms 12, 6, and 7, the words of the Lord are pure words. They don't have errors in them. They don't have mistranslations in them. Words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. And our Lord Jesus Christ, that got all this power and intelligence, he runs those stars within a fraction of a second, and we tell time in Greenwich, England, by the stars. And that same God said that he would preserve his words. He said, it's easier for the sun to burn out the earth and the stars to simply disintegrate than his words to pass away, because he said that he would keep them. And so we have his words today. One place Peter said, I saw Christ in all of his glory. I heard the voice of God the Father. But then Peter said, we have a more sure word of prophecy. And it's more sure than seeing Christ in all of his glory, hearing the voice of God Almighty, the God the Father, speaking out of heaven. And then he said, a more sure word of prophecy. And he talked about the words of God. And it's interesting, after he gives this passage, he says, there were false prophets, as there shall be false teachers who will make merchandise out of you. And he says, whose damnation is sure. So today, they made merchandise out of these scriptures. They got one coming out about every other year, and they're based on counterfeit scriptures. And that's why God raised up this worldwide program to talk about that subject and show the true one. Now, God said he'd magnify his word. I think immediately of how the King James Bible, more than any other translation, has been praised by literary figures, presidents or college professors all around the world. It's been praised by President Reagan, and by all kinds of outstanding people have praised this particular Bible. And so God said that he has magnified his word above all his name. You know, when the astronauts landed on the moon, before they landed, they got out a King James Bible and read, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the whole world was watching this on television. But they read it out of a King James Bible. God said, I'd magnify my word above all my name. And even on radio and television, whether some of them use other perversions, you see that the King James is still, up to this day, preached by some of the leading evangelists worldwide. They use the authorized King James. Why? God said he would magnify his word. And so it is heard on radio and television for the last 100 years. It has been used and read and listened to by untold millions of people worldwide. God said he would magnify his word above all his name. This is the Bible that has been magnified. Some years ago, why they had the NIV, and they, with a lot of advertising, got 220,000 copies sold. This authorized Bible, God-authorized Bible, it has 5 billion copies out there. And so another scripture verse we talked about last week, but it's good to emphasize. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. And so the King James is the one that the Holy Spirit has spoken, the voice of Jesus, to God's people. God's people have heard the voice of Jesus in the authorized King James Bible. And millions upon millions of people have listened to it and read it and believed it was the word of God. Paul said, I thank God. Here's another scripture verse. When you received the word of God, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which worketh effectually in you that believe. Most people that use other translations, they just believe it's a translation. When it comes to King James, I read a book where they demonstrate and proved over and over again, millions of people have believed that it is the very word of God. Let me give you that verse again. Paul says, I thank God when you received the word of God, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which worketh effectually in you that believe. And so we know that. And then it gets back to this. They have this old joke in the Greek department. This elderly lady says, well, I believe in the Bible that Paul used. So they laugh because she thinks that the King James translation is the one that Paul had. Well, she's closer to the truth than they know, because the King James Bible came out of Antioch in Syria, and Paul was sent out by the church at Antioch, and it is called the Antiochian text. That when the King James translators, they used the Antiochian text. Now, you know, not only the false Bibles today use the Alexandrian text, and the Alexandrian manuscripts disagree with each other and are based on less than 1% of the evidence. Over 99% of the ancient manuscripts back the King James. Now, the people heard the voice of God. King James is based on received text. And the King James translators translated these texts that came down to us from the time of the apostles. One of them was the italic text, and it was the old Latin text, and millions heard the voice of Jesus Christ in that text, which was the basis of the King James Bible. And hundreds of these ancient Bibles that line up with the King James are found in museums in Europe. And then they heard the voice of Jesus in the Syriac Aramaic Peshitta Bible, which came from Antioch. And this Bible went all the way to China, was being preached all over China by the 7th century. And again, hundreds of thousands of people heard the voice of Jesus. This Bible, once again, King James translators used that. And then the Koine Greek Bible. And a Greek teacher tells you right away, if you study Greek, they say, well, the New Testament is based on Koine Greek. The New Testament, the King James, is called the Kappa text, based on the Kappa text or the Koine Greek text. The modern ones are based on classical Greek. And it's a revision of the Koine Greek text. And so they heard the voice of Jesus there. And so the Bible says in the Word of God, in another scripture verse in 1 Peter, it says, liveth and abideth forever. Jesus said, the words that I speak are spirit and they are life. And inspiration didn't stop with the originals. Inspiration, the Bible says, all scripture is given by inspiration. And in the verse in 1 Timothy 3:15, from a child thou hast known the scriptures, and all Timothy has was copies of copies, and yet it was inspired, because all scripture is given by inspiration of God. Inspiration didn't stop with the originals. The God's word is preserved, and as the preserved word of God, it is also inspired. And Jesus said, the Holy Spirit is the spirit of truth. He will guide you into all truth, and he will abide with you forever. And it's the Holy Spirit of God abiding in the hearts of born-again believers that leads them into all truth. And the all truth is found in the authorized Bible. When people correct it, they're showing off. They're deceived by Satan when they correct it. And they don't see the clear-cut scriptures. You know, when Jesus came, some of the leading religious leaders, they rejected him, although the evidence and proof was there. The evidence and proof that the authorized King James Bible, which is based on the italic text, Koine Greek text, Syriac Peshitta, which the King James translators used, is the Word of God. It is so obvious. The Bible says the Word of God is powerful. Every great revival in the Western world took place through it. Whitfield goes north and changed America using a King James Bible. So religious leaders rejected Jesus, and they reject his words today. But Jesus is the Word of God, and you cannot separate Jesus and the Word of God. But we have Christ today, and Christ dwells in us through his word, and we have him today. Praise the Lord. And you can trust it. In thy word do I trust. Thank you.
You have been listening to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. If you enjoyed today's program and would like to receive a free brochure that lists 100 references where the name of Jesus has been omitted from modern versions, we invite you to drop us an email at sos1611@gmail.com. That's sos1611@gmail.com. Where is God's Word is sponsored by the Mantoway Country Baptist Church, located at 12385 Chamberlain Road near Aurora, Ohio. Pastor Murray Bay and the congregation cordially invite you to worship with them. Sunday morning services are held at 10 and 11 a.m. For directions or more information, please call 330-562-6600. That's 330-562-6600. Or write to the Mantoway Country Baptist Church, 12385 Chamberlain Road, Aurora, Ohio, 44202. Tune in again next week at this same time for another edition of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman.